Hello world and welcome to a new episode of The Birds and the Bee. I'm your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my two co-hosts. Guys, do what you do.
Yo, it's KF the Deaf French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's girl Harley.
We're here live in MozFix Studio, so shout out to MozFix for letting us record this episode of The Birds and the Bees.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And as always, The Birds and the Bees is sponsored by KinkyCandyOnline.com, reminding you guys to keep it kinky. I also want to give a quick shout out to a friend of ours. There's a new podcast out there called Off the Yellow Line. It's done by one of the actors in our new movie, Peyton. She's in the show.
Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton. So they have a podcast where her and her roommate are looking for a replacement roommate because she's supposed to leave. And every week they have like a new crazy, wild character trying to move in with them and they never find a good roommate. So it's scripted. Not scripted, but improv. I play a character called G Loke, also known as Glock, but okay. G Loke. And it's a funny, interesting type of show.
Can't wait to hear it. Good show.
So definitely I'll have a link in the description for that. So got an interesting show for you guys because I wanna bring up some things. But before we rush into it, we got segments now. So we gotta go through the segments first. So before we jump into anything, I'm hearing about this book called Buzzed. And this book, Buzzed, it's basically about every vibrator and all that stuff like that.
Ooh, yeah.
It's basically, a history of sex toys.
Cool.
And there's one part of the book that I thought was very, very interesting. So, on KinkyCandyOnline.com, we have a product called, there's a company called Doc Johnson. Doc Johnson has a lot of products on KinkyCandyOnline.com. Lubricants, vibrators, this, that, the whole nine. So, what do you call it? They have the actual guy who created it, and I was like, oh, I want to know who this guy is. So his name is Ruben Sturman, right? And this guy apparently is the anti-hero of the sex toy universe. What? Yeah. So apparently, this guy is, full-blown Scarface of the sex toy world. So what do you call it? What happened was he started off having one of those adult bookshops. Remember the one we were talking about the other day? We were like, yo, how do these bookstores still open? These are always looking all shady and creepy and whatnot. just today I'm walking through Manhattan. There was one on 34th Street. And I'm just like, how is there still one over here?
No, Manhattan makes more sense to have.
Yeah, but this one still looked like a hole in the wall. It just looked, you're looking down the hallway down there. You're like, I don't even want to walk in that. Nah, I'm good. what I mean?
Oh, the longest hole.
So, you have to walk through the door, and then there's a long hallway in, and you can kind of see, a mannequin faded in the back. Literally, the mannequin just looks faded, and you got lingerie on it, and then you see this, faded advertisement back there. They never changed the advertisement in 20 years. I don't think I'm gonna go back there. I think I'm fine on that. But, Sturman started off with his own adult bookshop, and he, gained a lot of attention when he created the Peep Show booth in the 60s. Do y'all know what the peep booths were?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, if you guys don't know what the peep booths were in the 60s, so people would pay a quarter to watch 10 minutes of porn in a semi-private booth. Now, we got to remember, this was the days before VCRs, DVDs, smartphones. So, porn wasn't as accessible as it is now. So, you had to leave your house to see porn at one point in life. I don't think I would ever been that.
I just thought something. Started the whole adventure of quickies.
You
got 10 minutes to bust.
Got into the corner.
They probably were quickies here from. Damn, yo! Imagine how many corners you had to go through if you didn't get it in 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, oh, shit. It's okay. I got a whole roll of quarters.
I would have lost millions.
So there was a demand for this stuff, and Sturman kept reinvesting his earnings and opening more shops, But the dude was a gangster, so he would hire mafia people to enforce other adult shops to pay him, mortgage for these peep shows. What I mean by, mortgage, I mean extortions. He was just basically extorting them, hey, you're going to give me this amount of money. And I don't care how many people put quarters in, I want all of it. Even if it had nothing to do with them quarters, I want it. So during the 60s and the 70s, he just basically got porn shops everywhere, all throughout the United States. There's porn shops everywhere. Bop, 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 just dropping them like nuts. Just everywhere. There's a new porn shop. So,
another shot.
Right. So he was in and out of court because, what do you call it? His porn distribution. They were all they, what do you call it? Wait, what do you call it? It wasn't for his porn distribution. It was for like absurd charges or whatever. But nothing was able to keep him in jail or whatever. So he just continued to just be like, basically, I'm gonna be the Hugh Hefner of this porn shit. You know what I mean? So in 76. He created Doc Johnson. Doc Johnson is the brand that we one of the brands that we sell on KingKingOnline.com. And, you know, they became a dildo and sex toy company, which is very still huge today. So, the thing is, eventually, because he was on his mafia shit, even though he was never, you know, charged for the extortion or I can never pronounce this word, goddamn lisp. Obscenity. Somebody pronounce this with me. We're going to get this word today. This is like
obscenity?
No, it's O-B-S-C-E-N-I-T-Y.
Obscenity?
Yes.
Obscenity?
Where are we?
It's the charges.
Oh, I see. Obscenity.
Yeah, obscenity.
Okay. So we're going to make it. Because I don't want nobody sitting here learning word from our podcast and walking around with the wrong words. And like, well, I heard it on this podcast that's pronounced this way. But he did get hit with 15 counts of tax evasion and was in prison to 75 years in 1992. Long story short, that man dead now. Mm-hmm. You know? But he actually, this one made me want to bring up this story that I thought was interesting. At one point in 94, he managed to escape prison on foot. And they were like looking for him everywhere. They thought he was going to flee the country. They thought he was going to be out somewhere. Like, yo, where did this man go? That man was an In-N-Out burger with his daughter. Like, I'm just chilling with my daughter. I'm just trying to get a burger, have some smoothies. That's where he went for 2 weeks. Just chilling with his daughter. Them dudes were looking at every airport. He was nowhere near them airports. He was just macking.
He was just right in there.
No, chilling. Mm-hmm. And he died in prison in 97 at 73 years old. But I thought that was very interesting. Like, you know, it's not your average gangster story. You know what I mean?
Fucking Florida, we got all these niggas out here in Queens. All them corners.
They come rich off of 25 cents.
They didn't do no laundry, they go with their socks and just finish it off.
I mean, the movies used to be a nickel. That's where the word Nickelodeon came from. Nickelodeon came from movies being a nickel.
Damn.
You know, so a quarter, shoot. That'd be good stuff. Oh, God. And I'm sure back then they didn't have, like, you know, when you go on porn sites now, we got mad categories. They probably got, like, two.
Wow.
And then they couldn't fast forward.
Right. So you had to sit there and wait.
You had to sit there and prolong.
Right.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait. This is not the moment. Fuck, there's 3 minutes left. Gotta go. Speed this up.
Imagine that, like, dudes would have to take turns and the dude would be like, yo, man, y'all want to see too? Let me in. Like, nah, bro, you gotta wait till I get out. Like, nah, I want to see. Like, bro, come on now. You gonna see why. You gotta wait, bro.
3 more minutes.
I hate to be the guy who got to clean that, though. That's like,
oh, God.
Loads everywhere.
Like, so I was like, yeah, this is a great invention. This is being great. What is this shit? Oh, my God, it's everywhere. It's on the floor. It's on the wall. It's in the slot. What the fuck? He tried to fuck the slot. What the hell? No. My poor baby.
He's going to need more than Kleenex for this shit.
But it didn't exist yet, man. I mean, in the 60s, it's possible. Actually, it's possible. In the 60s, I'm not too sure.
Probably
we got a
fact
check. Probably. Who knows? But that was the kinky history story of the week. So we're going on to the new horny book review of the week, the Horny Book Worm. So there's a movie that's about to come out near my birthday called After. And I'm like, what the fuck is this movie After? In the poster, it's a girl, it's a boy, they're in the water. And I'm just like, oh, please don't tell me this is after she loses her virginity. Please don't tell me this is what the story is about.
Wow.
So I looked it up, and guess what? I was right. It's basically 50 Shades for teenagers, and you know, the hot young kid like, hey, how you doing? Girl's like, oh my God, I'm young, you know, I gotta focus on my studies. And he's like, I don't care.
Realist nigga alive.
Yeah, and then basically, you know, she takes her virginity, and her whole life changes after that.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
Twilight.
Everything is Twilight, basically, at this point. I saw a trailer today for a new movie. And it's the girl from Blackish / Grownish, and she's just like, oh, I'm going about my life, just like any other one. I'm going about my life. I don't care about anything. Meets a guy. Oh, I don't believe in love. But I'll make you fall in love with me in one day. Yeah, you know, the whole story goes with him.
Yeah, she's falling in love with him.
Right, and like, I can't be with you. I gotta go.
But then she almost died. But she's pregnant.
And then this one was called, what was it called? The sun is also a star. And I was like, what the fuck?
But that's a fact, though.
But it just like, so I'm like, I hope that's a huge plot point in the story. Because that's just one conversation that you're going to name the whole story after. And I'm just like, I'm not the target demographic. But I don't know. I just saw the poster for After, and I'm just like, I don't want my kid going to see this movie if I had a kid. Like, I mean, I don't know what happened after she loses the virginity in a movie. My guess, everything goes wrong, apparently. But I'm just like, I don't think that's the message you want to preach to your kid.
Like, what if she got pregnant?
I don't know. You know what movie I think about when I'm talking about teens losing their virginity? Teeth. You ever seen Teeth?
No.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Teeth is a different type of movie. So, very same, similar premise. Girl likes guy. Girl is nervous around the guy. And he's like, hey, come on, let's go skinny dipping. And they go skinny dipping. Then they go to the little cave near the water. And they're like, hey, you know, why not? You know, start kissing a little do something or something. Then, you know, he puts the condom on. And she's like, oh, this is it. I'm going to lose my virginity. He puts it in. And then they start doing it. And then she's telling him to get off. Like, all right, hold on. It hurts. Then he gets up. Started screaming. Camera cuts down. His dick completely bitten off. His dick is now on the floor, still in the condom, while he's up there screaming, bleeding the fuck out. Ah, ah, blood fucking everywhere. And then she runs off.
Ouch.
So apparently, she had two fangs in her vagina.
Oh, you're talking about teeth?
Yes. Man, she walked out the room, ladies and gentlemen. He walked out the room, came back, sat down, and all he heard was blood and
blood. The bitch had fangs in her vagina. How deep in it were you?
Deeply.
You can't forget a movie like that.
You can't. Like,
you can't.
That's a movie where you grab your crotch balls for days and be like, I'm never watching this movie again.
I think I've seen it maybe twice in my life. I own a copy of it, but this is not one of those movies you watch a lot. I think I watched it one time by myself, then I watched it with the girl I was dating at the time. Because I was like, oh, you gotta see this fucking movie.
So what ends up happening with the girl?
So she was trying to figure out what the hell, why she got teeth in her vajayjay.
Okay.
You know, she goes see the gynecologist, and the gynecologist puts his hand up in there, and then, boom, figure's gone. Gone, the figure is gone. Just bloop, bloop, hit the float. So she's just like, okay. She starts hating her body, just like, I don't want to do this anymore, da 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 da. Then she finally meets a boy, like, she did a boy that really likes her, and everything seems so cool or whatever. And then she learned how to control it, like, oh snap, I can have sex without biting somebody's dick off. That's awesome.
That's good, that was a bonus.
Until he fucked up and did something stupid, and she got tight, then she decided, oh, I'm about to revenge the shit out of this nigga, get on top of him, and then, you know, think that it's just gonna be a regular old fuck fest, and then just took that shit off. Just gone.
And the part when he looked at it came out of him.
Wait, what happened? Was it still inside her? What?
Yeah.
It was still inside her?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was still inside her. He watched it come out. Then he bled out.
Yeah, she had to leave town because, you know, she's just killing people all willy-nilly with her vagina. And then somebody was trying to rape her in the end, and she didn't realize, oh, I could be a superhero with this. I could be a vigilante, and just kill men everywhere who do it wrong.
But so, how?
Like, okay, cutting off their dicks.
Listen, let me tell you something. The first time that when I saw it and she pulled the tooth out into her freaking, out of her vagina, she pulled one of the teeth out, I said, oh shit, it's that sharp?
Yeah,
I started getting crying. Like, yo, I was like, wow. Like,
this movie just sounds like a joke to me.
It's an actual movie.
It's an actual movie.
It just sounds like a
just like Tusk, this is an actual one.
Yeah. Tusk was fucking hilarious.
This one is a true horror movie for all guys.
That was a good movie.
This movie will turn you celibate.
It definitely worked for me.
It didn't work for you.
It worked wonders for me. Let's see that.
It almost did, but it was a purple room.
Carl, it did. For you?
But listen, 6 months was a record for me that time.
think it's 6 months.
After watching that movie, I was like, wait.
I think the record for Frenchie was the day he was born. That is the longest he has gone without sex. Listen, am I wrong?
You're not totally, like, wrong. There's an issue in there somewhere, but we'll get back to that later. Oh, God, alright, you're right. I was a little slut for type creature, but get past it, get old. Now, move on.
Anyways, so I want to talk about a movie I just saw tonight called Isn't It Romantic? Now, originally I had no plans to see this movie, but I had to go see a play of one of our other stars that's in the movie. So I wanted to go see the play and I had a lot of time to kill. So I was like, all right, I forgot that agency's doubler. Kill some time, go to the movie. One or two movies that was interesting to see was Fighting With My Family, which was produced by The Rock. That was about the wrestler Paige, the one that was in the sex tape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the sex tape. No. I saw the sex tape. There was a couple of wrestlers in that sex tape.
Right. Oh, was that the one with Xavier?
Which one was the black guy who was part of that 3-0?
Xavier Woods.
Xavier, whoa, what's going on? What happened during the sex tape?
One guy was having to figure out why the other guy filmed it. But they were both all on camera. So there was another camera filming the three of them.
It was, wow. Well, they travel a lot and need to have some fun. I don't think they should. I don't know why they pull the camera out. That's more of a private.
Was it worth watching?
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah, I was.
Come on. Let me ask everybody this question. If they had a chance to see their favorite WWE superstar.
You didn't even, you was purposely waiting for me to ask that question. Like, when she asks if it was worth it, I'm going to be there to answer that question.
That was a funny one.
I thought I only bits and pieces, so I didn't get to watch the whole video.
I'm so disappointed.
Whoever put it on the internet, it's their fault.
I mean, that's not the first WWE porn that's online.
Hell no.
I've never seen China's video when I was younger.
Oh my God.
You remember seeing China's video?
No, I don't remember.
No, what video I didn't want to see? The Hulk Hogan one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a Hulk Hogan sex tape out there. And what happened was, so, Hulk Hogan was friends with this guy, and apparently that guy paid Hulk Hogan to fuck his wife, or whatever, and tape it, and that tape got out. And then this website, Gawker, decided to put the video up. Hulk Hogan and it was like, hey, take that shit down. They're like, fuck you, freedom of speech, keep the sex tape up there. And then, you know, Hulk Hogan sued the fuck out of the motherfuckers, and then there's no more Gawker.com today. Now I was about to do a movie about it with Chris Hemsworth where he's playing Hulk Hogan.
Oh, shit. I might want to see that.
All right. Who else are you going to hire to do that, sir? You're not going to actually hire fucking Hulk Hogan to play Hulk Hogan.
That would be funny.
Hello, brother. I think that's all I want to see. Story go, brother, brother. I think that would be very interesting. Okay. But the movie I saw tonight was Fighting With My Family. And in Fighting My... No, buddy, wrong movie. We ever said that. The first movie I saw today was Isn't It Romantic? So, Isn't It Romantic is about Rebel Wilson. You know Rebel Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Fat, chubby, mm-hmm. Dick. I don't know what she considered. I think she's chubby.
She's chubby.
She's chubby. So, but, you know, chubby little British blonde girl. And she, you know, having an average New York life, like, so New York, like, every block she was walking, I literally walked right before I got to the movie theater. So I was just like, oh, shit, this is next door. But, works in New York, basic job, basic apartment, basic everything. Everything just fucking basic about her life. And, you know, her friend is just in love with romance movies. Like, oh, I love romantic comedies, oh, my God. Now, when she was younger, she loved romantic comedies, like Pretty Woman. But her mama tell her, girls like you don't get to be in romantic comedies because you fat. You know, you ugly.
Straight to the point.
Right. Like, you know, we got bleach our mustaches. You know, Julia Roberts, she ain't got no space for no mustache. Like, you know, basically just making her feel bad about herself. So from that moment on, she starts hating romantic comedies. And her friend's like, oh, you should give them a shot. So for like 10 minutes on, she gives a whole list of why she hates romantic comedies. Like, oh, romantic comedies always have these scenes when this happened. Oh, romantic comedies always have this scene when this happened. Da 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 da. And then, you know, her friend's like, oh, I just gave it a shot, blah, 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 blah. She fuck out of here. So the dude from, was it, I mean, you ever seen Mike and Dave, Wedding Dates?
No.
The other movie, damn, I can never remember this white boy's name. He's in a bit of a lot of movies. Game Over on Netflix, where they would basically Die Hard in a hotel room with three guys from Workaholics. You know, I think he's on Workaholics. I don't know. Well, there is a white comedian, dude. I cannot, for the life of me, remember this man's name. We're looking at while I'm talking to you guys. But he's supposedly, you know, the guy best friend character. You know romantic comedy. He's the guy best friend the girl needs to get with, but don't see that he's, you know, romantic in love with her and all that stuff. So he's like, hey, you know, we should go to karaoke and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go home and chill with my dog and blah, blah, blah. So she goes home, and they just do it on the train. Go, hey, girl, how you doing? So, oh, Adam Devine. That's the name of the actor I was talking about. I don't know why, for the life of me, I couldn't remember Adam Devine. You guys know who Adam Devine is? He's not really that funny, but he's known for Workaholics, Pitch Perfect, Game Over Man, Mike and Dave. I don't know. I've never seen Pitch Perfect. This is the man I'm talking about. Adam Devine.
Okay, I
know you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Your friend's like, ah, he looks familiar.
Yes.
So, he's the, you know, the goody-two-shoe best friend guy or whatever that she's not paying attention to or whatever. So, she's on the train. She's the guy.
Wait, he's the guy that
that's the best friend. Her. Yeah, that's the best friend who likes her.
And it's funny because in Pitch Perfect, like, they end up, they're both in Pitch Perfect.
Uh-huh.
And in Pitch Perfect, they end up being
together. Let me tell you where this story goes first, okay? So before you ask, write it off as the exact same movie. So, she's on the train, seeing some guys from now. This is where I'm just like, this don't make no sense. I live in New York. I've never had this conversation with anybody. So she's on one car, the guy's in the other car. So guy's looking at her like, hey, you, how you doing? And she's like, you know, looking around, he's like, no, I'm pointing at you. Like, they're talking through the cars. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on a train, I'm not looking at, I don't make eye contact with anybody when I'm on a train. I've got my book, I got my phone. Usually when I feel like people are trying to talk to me on the train, they're asking for some shit, and I'm just not in the mood. Never in the mood. That's why I don't take the regular train anymore. I get on LR to be left alone. That's what the L stands for. It's for lonely people. It's changed for people who want to be left alone. Long. All right, I'm going to come up with a phrase for it later. But it's but I'm
alone in railroad.
Right? Lonely. I don't have it. I don't have it. Long night. It'll kill the me. But so, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, maybe we'll get off the train. You know, doing the hand signals. Let's get off the train, get something to drink, da 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 da. And she's just like, I know this guy's not talking to me. He must be talking to somebody else. So she can get off the train. He goes, oh, that's so cool. We get off at the same stop. In my mind, thinking like a New Yorker, I'm like, bitch, run. This is a setup. I know this is a setup. So she's like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, maybe we can get something to drink or whatever. He's like, yeah, what's your name? He's like, yeah, my name is such and such. What's yours? My name is, boom, he hits her in the gut. I'm like, I told you. Did you forget where you live? This is not happening. So she's fighting back with this dude, like, no, we don't give it a purse. He's like, stop, I need to feed my three kids. So she's like, aw. So they go to the purse. He's like, psych, I ain't got no kids. So she punches him in the balls, grabs the purse, runs, hits the wall, passed the fuck out. Believe it or not, the whole theater's laughed at that shit. I was like, really? I laughed at that shit? That shit is the most simplest joke of all time, running and hitting something and hitting the ground. Still gets everybody laughing. I don't know why.
I'm not even looking at it in the heart.
So, hits the floor, passes out, wake up, hot doctor in front of her. So she's just like, where am I? You know, he's like, yeah, you know, you got mugged and you hit the floor and da 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 da. And, you know, she's just like, where am I? Da-da-da-da. She's like, oh, you must be part of this. You're probably trying to steal my kidney. Why are you being so nice and you're hot? You must be working with the mugger. Get me the fuck out of here. Where's my clothes? I'm like, oh, well, we lost your clothes, but we got some clothes for you in the lost and found. It's a fucking outfit from Pretty Fucking Woman. So now everything is all different. There's flowers everywhere. This don't look like New York that we know of. This is the most prettiest fucking New York ever. There's no graffiti nowhere. Flowers fucking everywhere. The birds flying unison of a big fucking heart shape and shit. And she's just like, the fuck is going on here? Here comes Thor's little brother, Liam. Now, wait, what's his, is it Liam fucking Hemsworth? There's a couple Hemsworth brothers in there. You got Thor, which is Chris Hemsworth. I think the brother name is Liam Hemsworth, I believe. Yes, Liam Hemsworth. Just want to make sure I got that name right. Okay. So, he pops up out of nowhere. Now, apparently early in the movie, he showed up. I can't remember because I kept running to the bathroom back to pee because I had some whiskey before I got there. And so, I just like, and I had to pee because I was smoking. And, you know, I heard that's a thing when you smoke, you got to pee a lot. I didn't believe it, but it's the truth. There's such thing as weed pee, bro. You sit there and smoke a lot, you're going to have to use the bathroom eventually. I don't know why, but it happens. Anyways, so I'm going back and forth. I come back. Liam Neeson is like, oh my God, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. She's just like, fuck you mean, bro? Like, I don't believe you. He's like, nah, girl, I want to take you out. He writes in the morning some flowers here. Go for flowers. She's like, yo, how the fuck am I supposed to figure out these numbers? You ripped apart the flowers. They're just single digits now. Like, I can't guess your number through flower petals. Like, yes, you can. You figure it out. There's only one of you. She's like, that don't make any sense.
No.
Wow. So, the whole movie was basically her realizing she's in a romantic comedy that was PG-13. She could have cursed or nothing like that. She could have fucked him. Every time she tried to have sex, it would cut to the next day. Like, every time she tried, it just wouldn't work or whatever. And eventually, she realized, oh, I shouldn't be with the hot guy. I need to be with the scrawny, you know, regular guy. That's, you know, nothing compared to the other guy. You know, basically, but other than him being her friend. You know, the cliche romantic comedy shits or whatever. So, what bugged me out about it, because, so we go through this whole thing where she realized, like, oh, because she thought, all right, she fell in love with Liam Neeson. No, I said Liam Neeson. Liam Hemsworth. So, I don't know, that's become a whole other movie just now. If she fell in love with Liam Hemsworth, that would end the whole curse and she would be back in the real world. Didn't work. So she's like, oh, I just need to be in love with the other guy, the best friend. Because that's how those movies work, you know? So she lets you know. She tries to stop the wedding and he ended up being, you know, getting with the most hottest chick ever.
Oh,
you know, true cliche romantic comedy form or whatever. Have you ever seen Baywatch, the movie?
No.
Okay. You ever seen the show on Quan Fee? Some show on ABC with the Indian girl that's alive. I can never pronounce the name. I can never pronounce the name of the show. I'm not even gonna go further from there.
Straightforward.
Just keep going.
No, I'm not gonna. I think her name is Priyanka Chopra. That's why I didn't want to go. It was like,
wow.
But you know, she's been doing a lot of stuff lately. She on a show on ABC. I forgot what the name of the show was. I can't pronounce it. But she just married Nick Jonas.
Wow. I don't
know. Yeah. All of her movies, the most of the movies that I know she was in are like Bollywood movies, and I can't pronounce any title. So that's why I always go back to the ABC show, which is Quantito, I think. And then you got Baywatch and Isn't It Romantic. So they get married or whatever, and she's just like, I gotta stop the wedding. She's pure my best friend's wedding style or whatever. And she gets to the wedding and goes, wait a minute. All I had to do was accept me. I was the one I needed to love. And I'm like, where the fuck did you get that conclusion from? We just spent the last 30 minutes of you talking about you need to get with this dude. I have no, and then, you know, they come back to moments where she was, like, you know, doing something and having a good time. And I'm just like, not one moment in the fucking movie did she take a moment to realize she was enjoying her own company. They just came with that shit out of fucking nowhere. Like, I don't know where now. That's, she realized she all she needed was herself. She just had to accept herself. I'm like, where was that fucking scene? There was no scene with her just in the bathroom admiring herself. There was no scene where she's just enjoying herself by herself, some alone time. Now, granted, I'm sure that doesn't make entertaining scenes for movies where there's just somebody by themselves enjoying themselves. But I think that would have made the conclusion more believable for me, because she just, out of nowhere, at the wedding, while she's trying to stop the wedding, like, yo, you should stop. You can't marry her. You should love me, because
I love me. Oh, that's what I need to do. That's what this whole thing was about. I needed to love me. How the fuck did you get to that conclusion? Could you sing Whitney Houston 5 minutes ago? Oh, like, what the hell? Like, where did you get that conclusion from? And then it just made me realize, I was like, I get it. They're trying to make a realistic ending and, you know, a good proper moral to the story. You don't need no man or whatever. But I'm just like, that, even that wasn't fucking realistic enough. Just like, is there not anything that, like, I was hoping there would be some type of good commentary about romantic comedies and how, like, I thought maybe the twist would have, like, maybe they would have found a way to show you what a realistic romantic comedy would work. But that's not it. I'm just like, is there such thing as a realistic romantic comedy?
Wow.
There isn't.
Not really.
I can't think of one.
I really can't think of one.
There's not one realistic romantic comedy I could think of at all.
I mean, yeah, I can come close to my.
I got favorites. Then they're not realistic.
True.
Maybe the closest one I can think is somewhat realistic is a movie called Fools Rushed In.
Fools Rushed In.
Yeah, Fools Rushed In with Salma Hayek, Matthew Perry.
Yeah, I think I like that one too.
I don't know if it's realistic, but it's close enough. I dig that one. There was this one movie I saw back in the day. It's Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep, and I'm just like, it's called Love. I forgot what it was, like, some. I thought it was the most boring romance movie I've ever seen in my fucking life. Okay, but if anything is close to realistic, maybe it's that. But I don't think it was a romantic comedy though. I think it was just a love story or whatever. And yeah, y'all don't know nothing until you see Robert De Niro trying to be a romantic leading man. I tell you that. Like, he's just like, damn, that's like watching your dad trying to bag somebody.
That's bad. That is so bad.
I'm trying to think. Hitch is a great movie, but it's not a realistic movie either. The one thing I do give Hitch credit for is it made guys want to learn how to seduce better and pick up girls, but you know, most guys ended up becoming that douche that wasn't who they want to work with to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, I don't know.
That was a movie. I like that movie a lot.
But you know they were trying to make it to a TV show, right?
Oh, no.
No, they
I would love to.
It's one of those good movies that you just can't watch over and over again. Like,
no, just bring a different, uglier person in and then try to have them love. Switch it up, make females.
No.
It's interesting. That would be an interesting type of thing. Like, getting the person to get their dream guy.
It's the same story every episode.
No, because sometimes you have fails. This is why you got to put... You know what?
Okay, so it's the same story every episode.
We'll do a little side skit about that.
We'll make our own Hitch story.
Let's get 10 episodes in there to see how it does.
We're gonna teach guys how to seduce and pick up women in the B2 generation.
Somewhat.
Yeah, like, this is how you deal with women in the feminist generation. It's possible. You never know. I have a lot of female feminist friends. Well, technically, I'm a feminist because feminists don't have a gender. But I always feel like guys don't need to say they're feminists because it's just being a guy. You should just want to protect women, believe in women's rights in general. I don't think I need a label like feminism on it. I don't know. Maybe it's just the macho ism in me. Yeah, I'm just like,
it's
I'm
okay,
good. I don't need the label, but I support the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, supporting is not that bad.
Because I feel, I don't know, I just feel cringy when I see a guy running around like, yeah, I'm a feminist too. And like,
bro,
nigga, sit your ass down somewhere, bro. Like, we all here to support. You ain't got to, you know, run around with a flag trying to... You know, I feel like guys who do that are just trying to get ass. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing too much.
Or attention.
Not even attention. They just want girls to be like, you know, like, oh, he really cares. You know, because some guys may use that just as a way to pick up girls. Like, yeah, I'm a feminist. You know, I support women's rights. I support, you know, equality and da da da. And then at the end of the day, they're trying to get some ads, and then they don't get the ads, and then they're just like, oh, fuck you there, bitch. And they're like, I thought you was a feminist. The fuck happened, nigga?
Fuck your feminist.
So, you know, I don't like to take the claim just purely because of that. Just because I know there's dudes out there who use the claim to try to get ass. And I'm like, I don't need feminism or a title to get ass. I was able to get ass before I even knew what feminism was. You know what I mean? And I'm not gonna sit here and, you know, I support equal pay. I support, you know, equal rights. You know,
I support it all.
I'm supposed to be Christian, so I'm supposed to not be for abortions, but best believe if I got a girl pregnant and she's like, y'all want to get rid of the baby, I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, we should not do that. You know, sit here like, wait, so if I pay $200 now, I don't have to pay $2 million in bills for the rest of my life.
Oh, God.
Like, hold on, how many weeks has it been, though? How many weeks has it been? Like, okay, it's only been 2 weeks? Okay, that means it just... Because, you know, some people are like, yo, if that little cell comes out, it's something. Now it's a real baby. And you have other people that's like, if it don't got a heartbeat, it's not a baby yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have that in between us.
So, yeah. I guess that... Yeah, this is what I always say. It really depends on the woman. If the woman sits there, she's like, I want to have this baby, I'm not going to argue with her. But if she comes to me and goes, yo, I need that 200, I'm like, yo, I got you on the 200, but I'm coming to the clinic with you. Not only for moral support, but I just want to make sure this shit happens.
I need to make sure. Yo, I was the guy. I gotta hear. So
y'all ain't mad. Like, I didn't make sure that money went where you said it was going to, just in case. Just in case.
But you thought you were gonna get some new her. Fuck your her.
So. The letter of the week. We started a new part segment where we get letters now. So we got a new letter of the week, and this letter is from Linda. Linda says, "Hey guys, so my husband of 12 years is having an affair." Yikes! Oops! Shit!
Oh!
Wow!
Sounds familiar?
Woo! Wow. Familiar? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Not for me. Not for me. From a friend's story. It sounds familiar because when you was young, I heard some shit, but go ahead, continue.
Who's business you dragging out here in front of everybody? But
yeah.
So anyway, so what do you call it? Let me finish it. Alright, so I don't know how to deal with the situation, but I need a new sex toy to help me deal with myself. As I figure what I want to do with him, it needs to be small and discreet because we have children, and I do not want them to pick it up and play with it. Mm-hmm. And if can, please let it be external, not internal.
Okay.
They got the vibrating ring.
Yeah, vibrating ring. You got the vibe massager. It almost looks like headphones, right? Because I actually seen two small vibrating ones with a controller. On KinkyCandyOnline.com, very beautiful. Got green, red, different colors. Got different styles on it.
What I was thinking of recommending is the womanizer to go. So, because she said she wants something that's external, not internal. So, and discreet, so her kids don't pick it up. So, the womanizer to go it basically looks like a lipstick, and it blows air to the clitoris. Basically, it just blows air. That's it. But I've seen how women react after using the womanizer to go, and I think it does more than blow air, but apparently that's all it does, is just blow air, but it knows how to blow it just right into that one area.
That sounds interesting.
If I get that kind of power.
that sounds like one of those, like, I'm curious. Like, what?
It looks like a lipstick. You press the button and it just blows right into your clip.
And that blowing air?
Uh-huh.
That is interesting.
And that air, you know, helps you reach, you know.
Okay.
So
I will definitely find that on KinkyCandyOnline.com.
Yeah, definitely on KinkyCandyOnline right now. So, you know, I pray that your relationship works out between you and your husband, or if you decide not to be with the man, then hey,
you know,
it's kind of tough. You know, 12 years, several kids, not an easy thing, but you know,
leaving him is better than murder.
Right. So you know. I guess every time he piss you off, grab yourself that womanizer to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take care of yourself. Let it come back out, and you know, make a decision afterwards. Make sure you get that nut first, and then you know, you're able to figure out your decisions from there.
Shit, 12 years.
I think my best decisions always happen after a nut.
Like, that is true. It's very true.
You know, you can't be trying to make life decisions with blue balls. That's the worst thing you want to do because you're not thinking straight.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and a lot of times you even lose weight. You know, sometimes you're just like, hey, you want to eat? And it's just like, yeah, sure. Then you end up having sex and it's like, do you still feel like eating? Now I want to sleep. It's good.
I never thought about it like that, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, but, you know, I don't know. The people I've ever met, they all went down for food. But if they didn't eat after the sex, when they wake up, best believe they're asking for it.
Uh-huh. Look.
They wake up asking for the food.
If y'all don't go to sleep.
Right? No, most likely, she'll be asleep. I'll be wide awake for another 4 or 5 hours. Just awake.
That's what I'll say. You know, something went wrong there.
Yeah, I put it on the work and she knocked the fuck out. That's usually how it is.
Broken your toy. Did you?
This is a situation where I had to be like, nah, bro, you're going to have to start over.
You're going to have to start over.
I'm wide awake. Round two?
Sorry, some people can't last round.
Some people can't, you know? Some people can't.
I mean, I'll give you the 20 minutes.
Some people, one round is 4 hours. Like,
jeez, please.
Ooh. I'm not, don't make me feel ashamed about sharing my secrets now. Like, goddamn, y'all.
I am so sorry.
It just happened. But I learned why, though. I learned why that happened, though. And I might as well share. Since I'm already throwing my shit out there. Yeah. So, for any men that is not circumcised, make sure you pull all the skin back before putting on the condom. Because basically, you're having two condoms on when you don't pull the skin back. And it took me years to find that out. Because I was like, why am I not busting nuts? And then I realized it because I'm not filling the vagina all the way. And best believe, when I finally pulled it back all the way, I also, oh,
this is
what sex feels like. Oh my God, these walls feel so nice. Holy shit.
It's a new area.
Like, okay, we definitely will be 4 hours tonight, love. We will be 4 hours tonight.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, you live and you learn. And I plan on doing a video specifically for guys called How to Clean Your Penis. Because I saw this article on BuzzFeed, and it made me laugh. And I was like, you know, I feel like we need to share this message. Just because it's kinky candy online. This is the type of stuff that, you know, we should go ahead and teach. And I have other people that will be joining us soon. We're going to be doing more Kiki Candy online videos. And I have a sex therapist that will join us for a few videos and podcasts. And, you know, we're going to see different things. Like, can the average man draw a vulva? You know, can they tell you what a vulva looks like? It's stuff like that. Do you know what a vulva looks like?
Wait, what was it again?
A vulva.
A vulva?
A vulva.
I swear to God, I thought you said Volvo for a minute.
What the fuck that A? Are you talking about a Volkswagen? Are we talking about a Volkswagen?
What the fuck is that?
Bro, like, I'm driving, but like, what?
Volvo? A Volvo. I'm saying it right? Car, Harley?
She don't even know.
Yeah, she knows. Harley knows.
Do you know what a Volvo is? Gotta keep the comedy.
So, guys, if you love this reaction with friends, imagine when we go in Manhattan and just ask random strangers in the street to draw this for us, okay? So, just imagine, okay? It's gonna be wild. But this was this episode of The Birds of the Beast. Thanks for tuning in. Much love, God bless. Two for the chicken grease. We'll see y'all soon. Later.
Later.